We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
I told you at the beginning of the season, the Big 12 was seven deep for the tournament, and that's exactly how it played out.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Of all the number one seeds, Baylor has the most brutal road to get to the Final Four.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, the go-to source for your premium game day experience at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championships. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Welcome into the show. We've got one team left, one team with a shot at a national championship, and that's the Baylor men. Pat Nunley, who is the color analyst for Baylor basketball on the radio, will join us. We'll get a couple of segments from him to talk about their big game coming up with Houston. We'll also have Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns. Boy, a lot happening with Texas. Football on pause here in the spring. The women's basketball team, a great run under Vic Schaefer. So we'll talk to him. And then we have Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey with us. She said something that's causing a little bit of controversy in her post-game press conference after the tough loss to UConn. So we'll have her on the show as well. So settle in. We're just getting started. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick. We know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
safe.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we are back on Big 12 this week. You can listen to the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Joining me on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Pat Nunley, analyst for Baylor Men's Basketball. Pat, thanks for coming back on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure, Bill. I mean, this is a fun week for us. I tell you, I've got a real job, but right now, focus on that real job is a bit of a challenge for me.
I appreciate the honesty. I know it's hard sometimes, you know, in this position. I mean, just the big games, it's hard to focus on what you've got going on. But I know where you're coming from. That's for sure. Well, listen, it's been an emotional run for you and Baylor fans. Can you just summarize for my listeners what this run has meant to the Baylor fan base?
Well, Bill, it's been a year of firsts, and some great, some not so great. You know, we've had the COVID challenges and all that, the 3-week layoff. But the upside of all of that has been the Bears have won a Big 12 championship for the first time ever, going to the Final Four for the first time since 1950. And you really just have to chew on those. I mean, having been around for as long as I have, the Big 12 championship to me was the big one, Bill. I mean, just to get that one in our back pocket and the way that we did that, winning on the road in overtime at West Virginia with a team that was about 75% really coming off of the COVID break. The Final Four, obviously unbelievable. I mean, just a transformational day for the program, but it didn't hit me emotionally like the Big 12 championship did. And I think it was because I expected it. I thought we were better than Arkansas. In fact, I thought Baylor has been better than each of the four teams it's played so far. Things really tightened up on Saturday. But just again, from a Baylor perspective, you know, kind of a 30,000 foot view of the program, just a banner day and a banner year, a banner month, really, for Baylor basketball in terms of what it's accomplished.
Let's talk about the two games leading up to the Final Four. And I had you on the show earlier this month, and we talked about how there's this other gear, like another level that Baylor can take their game. And at some moment in a game, and you can pick just about any game this season, something clicks and the Bears just get to another level. And I think we saw that in that Arkansas game. They got off to such a great start, and Razorbacks fought their way back in it. But then the 10-1 run late, Maceo Teague hits a couple threes, and that was like kind of that moment for me where I was watching. I was like, yep, yeah, here it goes. They've done it again.
Yeah. You know, Bill, it's winning time. When a game gets to winning time, these guys do have, it's a good way to put it, an extra gear. And I think the extra gear is on the defensive end. I mean, you think about against Villanova, Baylor forced 5 turnovers in a row and scored off of most of those turnovers about the 7 to 8 minute mark. And that's against a team that just simply doesn't turn it over. These guys led the nation in fewest turnovers committed in a game at like 8. Bears forced 16 or 17. Did the same thing against Arkansas. Held Arkansas. It was a stretch in there, Bill, where Arkansas missed 10 shots in a row, went about 3.5 minutes without scoring. And so I still think it's fueled by Baylor defense. If Baylor has an edge, it's on the defensive end. And you know, we've thought a lot about, it's a long answer to a short question, but we've thought a lot about that extra gear, where it comes from. And it occurred to me, in practice, everything is a competition, everything. Free throws, layups, sprints, scrimmages, everything is a competition. So they not only don't shy away from competition, they savor it, they want it, they look for it, they want to know who's winning. And so that winning time thing is big, and it's allowed them to get to the Final Four.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up about the competition part, because there's sometimes when you look at teams in any sport where we'll say that, it's like, oh, they've got another gear. And it's like, it'll be like teams at times, whether it's a football team, whatever the case is, they'll kind of go through the motions. And then when they have to turn it on, that's when they turn it on. And we talk about that and, you know, oh, they've got that other gear. When they need to turn it on, they can. But that's not my point, though, with Baylor. I mean, Baylor is competitive and they're really into every game. And it's like, then they can bump it up. There's a difference there. And I'm glad that you kind of pointed out that competitive part through their practices, because it's not like they're loafing and it's like, oh, you know, hey, we better get going. All right, let's, there's a commitment. And especially when you get to this point in the season.
Yeah, it's right, Bill. It's how do we separate? It's not like you said, I mean, Arkansas came into our game having trailed by double digits in certainly every NCAA tournament game it had played, but even extending back beyond the NCAA tournament, same thing happened with us. And you're right. It's, you know, at some point, put it into gear, let's go. That's not the case with the Bears. It is, all right, this is a scrum, right? I mean, this is a heavyweight prize. What's our edge? How are we going to separate here? And it's time to make some plays. And they've got an uncanny ability to do that. And it doesn't just happen. I think it's largely maturity, it's experience, it's confidence. It's that they understand this is a team approach to winning. But I think at the heart of it is We just compete. That's what we are here to do. I don't care. There's a lot of publicity around the Uno games they play. You know, they're sitting around in a hotel, and you wouldn't believe the competition around these Uno games. Like, they're playing stats. They know who's ahead, who's behind. And it's funny, the coaches have said, I mean, like, these are the most competitive Uno games in the history of Uno. So it's just the way it's their view of the world, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's a certain makeup. I don't know though. I think the Pollock family Uno games, they might rival Baylor. We've gotten into some knockdown dragouts over.
That's it.
You know, we've pulled out the rules and
that's it.
Yeah.
You're turning tables over and that's these guys, and they just want to know who's next. So it's been fun, and that's really the personality of this team in the NCAA tournament. Anyway, I think that's the brand that people know them by is, man, when it gets to crunch time, the hammer's coming down.
Pat Nunley is the analyst for Baylor Bears basketball, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. In that game against Villanova, Villanova averaged less than 9 turnovers a game. They had 9 in the second half. You were talking about the defense. And that was a game where Baylor was struggling from the outside. They couldn't hit the 3-point shots, but they made some adjustments and started getting inside. As you're watching that game unfold in the first half, were you getting nervous or concerned?
Yeah, I was. I was getting concerned. That's Villanova. They're good. They won the national championship in 16 and 18. So, yeah, a little bit. But what I knew was, in fact, what we said at halftime was, this team can get to the rim. It just needs to get to the rim. In fact, Coach Drew told the team at halftime, you're too easy to guard. Don't make yourself so easy to guard. And the way you make it hard on the defense is to get the ball to the rim. And they did that. In that game, Bill, in the second half, Baylor scored 28 of its 39 points in the paint, and that's on the dribble drive. So they figured out what to do, and it was really fun to see them be able to beat a really good team and advance in the tournament when they're not shooting the ball well at all. 4 of 16 was all they were able to muster.
Coming up later on the show, we've got Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns, and Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey will be joining us. But we're going to take a short break, and then let's talk about our can't-miss game of the week presented by TicketsForLess.com. And, of course, it's the Final Four matchup between Baylor and Houston. We'll talk about that with our guest, Pat Nunley, analyst for Baylor men's basketball, when we return on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it. But we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
sake!
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri. This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Safe.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
If you can't hear Big 12 this week live, then you can download it as a podcast. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Big12Sports.com, wherever you download podcasts. Search Big 12 this week and subscribe. All right, well, pretty easy here. Our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, is the Saturday Final Four matchup, Baylor and Houston. Pat Nunley, our guest, the analyst for Baylor men's basketball. Houston, first in field goal percentage defense, second in scoring defense. You talked about Baylor in our last segment about their defense. So I'm going to open the airwaves for you, Pat, and I'm just going to sit back. Tell us what you think about this game and what we should look for.
Well, I think those stats you just identified, Bill, are huge in the game. It really it sets the stage. I mean, Baylor's the leading three-point shooting team in the nation by percentage, et cetera. Steals led the Big 12 in steals. So I think this game is it is a can't-miss game. And this will be Baylor's toughest test, certainly of the big of the NCAA tournament. Houston just doesn't let you score, and Houston might struggle to score a little bit. If you look at what they've done in the tournament thus far, they've gotten out of the 60s one time. They had 87 against Cleveland State, which was a mismatch, but they haven't allowed a team to score more than 61 in the tournament. Syracuse got 46, Rutgers 60, Cleveland State 56. That's pretty good defense. And so that's what they're going to do. That's how they're going to play us. They are really, really good on the glass. I think from a Baylor perspective, they've gotten guarded like this before. I think of Texas Tech in Lubbock. And Bill, you and I may have had this conversation. You go out there and it's going to be a dogfight. I think Saturday will be much the same. I think it was Clark Kellogg made a really good point about Baylor a couple of games ago. He said, with Baylor, it's not about who they play, it's about how they play. And I think that holds true on Saturday. Obviously, there are nuances to the game and subtleties and a lot of strategy, a lot of breaking down film. But at the end of the day, when Baylor plays really well, the way they've played at times over the course of the season, and I think they're getting fairly close to that. I think we're getting back to that, particularly on the defensive end. They win. They just do. So I just think Saturday is going to be another one of those games. It's going to have a Big 12 feel to it, upper echelon Big 12 feel to it. And stakes are really, really high, but nothing else changes. This is a 40-minute game, no more, no less. Doesn't matter what anybody's done so far. I just think it's going to be a terrific game. And I think it's fun, too, that you've got two Texas teams in the Final Four again. You know, I actually remember when Houston was in the Southwest Conference. You know, we played them when I was at Baylor as a member of the Southwest Conference. So I've got a soft spot in my heart for the Cougars, but it'll just be a great, great matchup Saturday.
Yeah. Houston, first time in the Final Four for them since Phi Slamma Jamma. And then I read this, it was 37 years ago, and I'm, holy smokes, I'm getting old. I remember that. Now, listen, it's not the 71 years that Baylor has had to wait, but I don't want to jump ahead. I had John Morris on last week, your broadcasting partner, and I said, boy, if this was like the BCS, the old BCS of football, we'd have one and two, and let's just jump right to Gonzaga and Baylor. But, I mean, certainly I think a lot of people really want to see that, not to take anything away from the seasons that, you know, UCLA and Houston have had, and obviously I'm biased here because I'm hosting Big 12 this week, but boy, that Baylor-Gonzaga matchup would sure be a fun one.
I think it would, but this team has really, and I think all teams are falling into this category, but Baylor for sure, because I know it, has had the 1-0 mantra to it all season long. We go 1-0 today, 1-0. We don't beat Gonzaga today, we beat Houston today, or we beat whoever it is we're playing. And that has served them really, really well. And that's coaching and that's culture. It's just get better every day and knock off who's in front of us. So I don't believe they're looking forward beyond this game at all. I know I am, everybody is, they're not. And I'm fairly sure of that. And that has served them well thus far. Houston's not doing that either. I mean, this is a really, really good Houston team. I remember Kelvin Sampson from his Oklahoma days, and that dude can coach. Mm-hmm. They are going to be ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great. Well, maybe we'll have you on next week. Maybe we'll be talking about bigger and better things. How about that?
Well, I'm all in. I'm happy to do it. A lot of work between now and then, but Bears are confident, love where they are. Banner year, unprecedented year. And now it's, can we win a national championship? So here we go.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, enjoy the ride.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. And thanks for coming on, and we'll catch up soon. Pat Nunley, analyst for Baylor men's basketball, joining us on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Safe! At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream
drink soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA. A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back on Big 12 this week. It can be heard on the Big 12 channel on Sirius XM channel 375. And with me now is Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns. Craig, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
My pleasure, Bill. Good to be on with you again.
A lot to cover. Let's start with the women's basketball program. I know Tuesday night it was a tough one for the Longhorns, losing 62-34 to number one seed South Carolina. And I want to talk just a little bit about that game and then big picture stuff. But boy, South Carolina got off to just a fast start, leading 18-7 after the first quarter. That's tough. They're a good team.
Yeah, it was similar to the Maryland game in the Sweet 16, Bill. And the Longhorns got down 9-0 and 13-2, and then they were down 11-28-17. They rallied back. The difference, I think, this time South Carolina had certainly the players inside and outside, both the inside players like Boston there on the post, and then on the outside. With Zaya Cook, they had tremendously talented players, Destiny Henderson, on the perimeter, and it made it difficult for Texas to get in the flow. And, yet for all of that, you know, they fought back. They were down 18. They cut it to 12 on an Audrey Warren three-pointer with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Little did we know that was going to be the last points they would score in the night. It's rare to see a team get shut out in the fourth quarter of a game, but South Carolina really put the clamps down on them in the fourth quarter. I think they kind of, you know, maybe ran out of gas a little bit toward the end. This has been a great run for Vic Schaefer's team. Certainly unexpected to a lot of folks for them to get all the way to the Elite Eight in his first year as the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in the season, we all know there's only one team that's going to finish the season with a win, but you talked about it, 21-10, the 10th Elite Eight appearance. Certainly a successful season. And with Vic Schaefer, what did he do? What was he able to do to make a strong impact on a talented team?
I think he instilled a real drive and energy in this team that they were needing. Now, it didn't happen overnight. It took a while. In fact, I even joked with him when I was recording the pregame interview with him. I said, you realize it was a month ago, almost to the day, I said that this same team lost at home to a sub 500 Oklahoma team and gave up about 80 points. And I said, and you just gave up you know, 62 to a team that came in the number one scoring team in the country, Maryland, it was averaging 92. And he said, well, one correction, we're not the same team. And he was right. But it took a while for them to build that mindset, that mentality, that work drive and the enthusiasm that they had. And he and his staff, with Johnny Harris coming over from Starkville, Mississippi, Deonna Jackson Durrett, who of course was an outstanding player at Oklahoma for Sherry Cole, and then Elena Lovato, to have all of those, his staff with him. It just took a while for this team to be able to start to assemble itself the way he wanted. And he said defense is the last piece of that, unfortunately, to come along. And it took a while for that to sink in. I think he has the culture and the mindset with this group now. And now he's got a top three signing class coming in next year. So that's what he meant when he said in the news conference after the game, people know we're coming. We are coming, I think, is what he said in the news conference.
Yeah, Schaefer, just the ninth coach in Division I history to lead two different programs to the Elite Eight. Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns, joining us on Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Charlie Collier, most likely going to be the overall number one pick in the WNBA draft. She'll go up the road, I guess, to Dallas. So the Texas native just outside of Houston stays in state. What a remarkable player.
Yeah, and really had a tremendous junior season as well. And when it got down to the end of the regular season, I think she knew the time was right for her. It's rare to see it happen in women's basketball for a player to leave early to go to the WNBA draft. It hasn't happened all that often. So, but I think she understood that the time was right for her, and she was going to be either the number one or number two pick, and both happened to be owned by Dallas, so it made sense for her to be able to stay in the state of Texas. So I think we'll expect to see that in the WNBA draft, but she was a tremendously skilled player at Texas, and I think she has the potential to have an outstanding career in the WNBA.
All right, let's shift over to the men because we want to talk some football and even some swimming and diving too. We'll try to squeeze that in at the end, but Shaka Smart leaving for Marquette after 6 years in Austin. Now, he grew up in Wisconsin. It's going home for him. But when he was talking about Marquette, he said, quote, "This is a basketball crazy place. This is a basketball centric athletic department," end quote. True statement, but some people took that as a parting shot at Texas, perhaps.
I didn't really see it that way, but he, and then there was another quote from him, I guess, about it at VCU about, "Don't take for granted the arena being full." And that was more about what he and what the team had to go through with COVID protocols and COVID issues. And he had COVID as well during the season. In fact, he even pointed out how strange it was when the guys, the environment they had when they didn't have a choice and had to play in the empty arena. It was more about that than a sellout. And VCU's arena, I think, seats 7,000. So it was different than the Irwin Center, which they'll be in for one more year, 16,000 seat venue for basketball. So it was more about that than it was any kind of shot. Same thing as well about the basketball thing. Being from Wisconsin and that whole area, I think that means an awful lot to him. I think the timing is right for him and for his wife, Maya. She's a Northwestern grad, and I think they in the whole Chicago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, that whole area around there is kind of home to them. So the move just made sense at the right time for him.
Yeah. There were so many upsets in those first couple of rounds. If Shaka wins one tournament game, because they were so hot coming in, and a lot of people were saying, boy, this team is hot, that, this one could get, Texas could get to the Final Four. Do you think if they had won one tournament game that this is a different situation?
Well, that's hard to say, because look at UCLA. That's the team they would have faced in the next round, and here's UCLA, an 11 seed, going all the way to the Final Four. There were a lot of people thought that they would take out UCLA had they faced them, and I would certainly have liked their chances, and then you would have had to see what they could have done in the Sweet 16 against Alabama, and then they would have had the one seed Michigan after that. So it would not have been an easy path. I don't think there's any question about that, but the potential was certainly there with the way they finished there in the regular season and in the Big 12 Conference tournament, winning the first conference tournament championship in school history. So they were feeling very, very good about their chances coming in, and it just didn't happen for them. And that night didn't play well. Abilene Christian give them a world of credit for the way they played, and it didn't happen. So I don't know that it would have made a difference one way or another based on what was going on with Marquette. He looked at the Marquette opening, I think, as the personal move for him, a chance to go back home and be in that area as much as anything else.
Yeah, and I think they came after him. I think he stayed at VCU for one more year, so this was the second time they were coming after him. So, yeah, you're right. All right, so football, they had to take a pause because of COVID-19. I mean, what a way to start here for Coach Sarkisian. I mean, he's got to get these practices in. It'd be very important for him. What's the latest? I saw they might be able to start up later this week.
That's still the hope. To do that. And they've got a little bit of flexibility with that, Bill, because it was the workouts were going to be spread out anyway, where they were not going to have more than three per week anyway. So they could front load or back load, I guess you might say, some other workouts in there to try to get it to the finish line date of April 24th, which is what they tentatively planned for the spring game. If it doesn't happen that way, the NCAA has been pretty good in dealing with COVID-related issues and granting some waiver for some leeway. Maybe that's a possibility. But right now, from what I'm understanding, is they don't even need that right now. That as long as they don't have another, major kind of shutdown of any sort, they should be able to get all the workouts in.
That's good. Absolutely. And then on the heels of a 2021 national championship, let's finish with this. Eddie Reese retiring after 43 seasons as the swimming and diving coach. What a career.
Not only the all-time winningest coach in any sport at University of Texas, but it'd be hard to have someone surpass his numbers around every Big 12 conference championship in men's swimming and diving. And I think the last 17 or something like that in the Southwest Conference all belong to Eddie Reese. With what he did after Darryl Royal himself hired him back in 1979 when Coach Royal was still the AD. He's a great mentor to the other coaches on the staff. I heard Bruce Burke talking about it, and Bruce Burke, of course, the tennis coach who just won a national championship 2 years ago, and he talked about, he's an icon in the office, in the athletic office, and how all the other coaches enjoyed visiting. I know that Chaka Smart visited with him a lot. I know that the football staff has, David Pierce with the baseball staff. All the coaches have just admired and respected the job that Eddie Reese did and what Coach Reese accomplished at Texas. I don't think is going to be duplicated.
No. What a career. Unbelievable. Well, Craig Way, thank you so much for filling us in on everything that is Texas. And now we've got the baseball team. You'll be jumping into that. So no rest for you, huh?
Hey, it's on to Kansas for the weekend series. David Pierce has a good ball club, a top 10 ranked team, lost a tough one to Texas A&M last night. But they're going to be tough to beat. And the Texas softball team is a top 10 team as well. They're going to be tough all the way through the rest of the regular season and into the postseason. So there's still a lot to happen in the spring sports. Volleyball will try to make its run for a national championship as well. So still a lot ahead on the spring calendar, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be following. Craig, thank you so much for your time. Craig Way joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
All right, now joining us on Big 12 this week is Kim Mulkey, Baylor women's basketball coach. Coach, thank you for coming on the show. It's nice to talk with you again.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm glad it wasn't yesterday I talked to you or the night after the last game, but, you know, I'm in a better frame of mind, so let's have a good conversation.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Like, how long does it take to get over a loss like that, what you had against UConn?
Well, I don't think you ever get over it. You always remember. I think you just have to keep living, and you have to move to the next day. And the older you get, the more you're able to get over it quicker. But you still think about it years from now. You know, what could I have done to change the outcome? And you beat yourself up over things. But I was very proud of our team. I'm sick of injuries. I'm sick of injuries at times where they're just so critical. And I think that's more of my mindset right now. Is I think back to last national championship, Lauren Cox goes down in the middle of a game and we have a 12 point lead. I think it was DD Richards goes down with a 10 point lead and 2:09 left in the third quarter. I think back to Melissa Jones when Brittany Griner was here, and we beat A&M three times that year, and we had to play them in the regional finals, and she was blind in one eye. Those injuries are so impactful, and yet I just think about what if they had never happened, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, what goes through your mind when you see Dee Dee get hurt?
Oh, no, not this kid. She has been through so much with the paralysis earlier in the year. And then secondly, keep a positive facial expression, which was easy to do because you have the mask, and understand this is momentum changing here. And yet remain positive that we can still do this. And you saw how quickly it changed the momentum. And to think that we still had the last shot to win that game under those circumstances is a testament to those players.
Yeah, you know, I mean, every team, when you get into the Elite Eight, they're going to fight. They're not going to give up. A lot of teams could possibly crumble in that situation. A 19-0 run, I mean, how do you bounce back from that? But not only did your team not quit, but then, like you said, got themselves in a position to maybe pull the game out, send it to overtime, and that's it's incredible.
Well, you're down one. So either way, you're going for the win. You're not going for a tie there. You're either going to score two or three or get to the foul line, and that was our approach. And we had plenty of time, 15-point-something seconds, and it didn't work out at the end. And I know your next question is, was it a foul? And
no, it's not going to be. I know what the answer to that one was.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter at this stage if it was or it wasn't. It'll be talked about. I wish it hadn't come down to that, but it did. And it's all you ask your kids is give us a shot to win it. And they gave us a shot to win it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you look, listen, I know you hold the program to a higher level, but the way the game ended, 28-3, still a great season.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you said, our expectations are Final Four. I mean, when you build a program, and I like to say, when you create this monster, you got to keep feeding it. There were many years there in a row where Elite Eights, while I was very proud and thought maybe that's about as far as that particular team could go, you then start getting criticized that you can't get past an Elite Eight, and isn't that sad?
Yeah. We're talking with Kim Mulkey, Baylor women's basketball coach. You're getting beat up by quite a few people with the comments in the post game about the COVID testing during the Final Four. And I know you weren't asked about that specifically. You kind of volunteered
I'm going to say this about it.
Yeah.
I was asked to say that, and I won't say any more. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't ask me who asked me to say that. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't agree with it. But you know, we've been in the bubble, and my thought process on that is twofold. I don't want to turn the TV on Sunday or whenever the men play, or Sunday whenever the women play for a championship, and they don't have their star players. If we are still worried about them getting it in the bubble. And my second part of that is, how are you going to get it in the bubble when the medical guy from the NCAA tells all of us on a Zoom call, we've been testing since March the 9th, every day. We got into the bubble on like March 16th, some teams on the 17th. And then after 2 weeks in the bubble of testing every day, it's very unlikely that you're going to get COVID. Well, if that's the case, then why do we keep testing? So it was kind of like two things going through my mind there. You're down to 3 days at a Final Four, and I don't understand those comments being made by medical people, but yet we still test after 2 weeks. So I think it's not meant to be ugly. It's just, I was asked to say that, and I did. And And I think that's the why I did is because I want to see all these Gonzaga players and Baylor players playing for a national championship, assuming that my Baylor guys will be in it. And I don't want anybody to, you know, not be in it. But I don't see how they're going to get COVID if we've all been in a bubble.
Okay, well, that's good. I wanted to ask you. I wanted to give you a chance to explain. Well, let's so big picture, real quick. How would you rank this season, just in coaching through a pandemic, in terms of the struggles and how difficult it was? In some ways, are you going to be glad when this season is over? Then,
most difficult year because of COVID and the pandemic. But I also will tell you, from March 12th when we shut it all down from last year's team until today, it's still difficult. You know, it's just different. It's difficult. It's different. It's unlike anything I have ever been around. And I'm sure in life, any of us have ever been around. So you work within the parameters and the protocols and the rules as best you can, but coaches are creatures of habit. Coaches are leaders, and they're in control, and they get a feel for things. You couldn't do that this year. You know, you had to play games immediately after your whole team is in COVID quarantine or COVID isolation. How do you do that? How do you get a team ready? That's the hard part. I just you do the best you can. And understand that a lot of it is out of your control. All of it really is out of your control.
Two more things, and I'll let you go. Sherry Cole, longtime Big 12 mm-hmm. rival, retiring. Any good stories, anything to share about her, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, she has a new grandbaby, and I'm envious that she's now retired and can spend every moment, second, hour with that grandchild, because I know I do away from the court, and there's nothing like it. When people tell you, I can't explain to you why it's different than raising your own kid, but it is. It's a different kind of love. They're absolutely right. It is.
Yeah, that's good. And then I think the enshrinement weekend for you, is that coming up in May for the 2020?
It is.
Yeah.
And what a humbling honor, and the class that I get to be around. You know, the Kobe situation makes it so emotional for a lot of people. And it's May the 14th through the 16th. And, you know, if nothing changes, it'll be at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. And then, of course, Springfield is where the museum is, and we'll get to tour that on the last day. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm just humbled. You don't ever think in coaching of things like that, because you coach to survive, you coach to win championships, and along the way, those great players that you get to coach basically put you in a situation to be acknowledged for something like this. And really, that's all it is that I'm the recipient of all those players that played for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great stuff. Well, you said you were envious of Sherry Cole. Are you looking to your future at all?
Yeah. There's no question that the older you get, the longer, you know, I've been doing this for 36 years. I started when I was 23 years of age, and I stayed with Liam Barmore at Louisiana Tech for 15 years as assistant and associate head coach. So I've only lived in two places. I've packed my suitcases once. I've been blessed. And you do start thinking about there is, you know, retirement. There is such a word. And as long as I am healthy and I am putting a team on the floor that's productive, you keep doing it. And then as you continue to do it, you have to be fair, not only to yourself, but to the program. You know, when is the right time to get out? And I do think that's a tough thing for coaches. I don't think a lot of coaches understand your time has come and gone. You need to retire. And I don't want that to be the case for me. And so I feel like I'll know when the time is right.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Well, Coach Mulkey, I really appreciate your time. I'll take a short time out, and we'll wrap things up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
All right, what a great show. I want to thank my guest, Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey, Craig Way, voice of the Texas Longhorns, and Pat Nunley. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.